We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Good morning, USA!
Yo, 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 yo.
Charlemagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Tuesday.
And guess who's back in the mother effing house?
Hey.
Jess Hilarious is back with us this morning.
Period. What's up, y'all?
Took you long enough. For Jess Hilarious, damn it.
Oh, whatever.
Took you long enough, damn it.
I know. Too busy for us.
She's been on the road. Right. She's been touring. She's been city to city.
Yes. Yes, I have.
Well, it is a pleasure to see you, Jess.
Thank you.
I missed you, Jess.
Too. Yeah, I miss y'all, too.
Let me speak to Jess' sister. What up, guys?
I really did miss you, Jess.
Yes, thank you so much.
How you feeling this morning?
I feel good. I was running over here. Okay. Look, I woke up. I really did wake up at 5. I was like, you know what? I don't feel like doing no makeup, no nothing like that. Then I was like, you know what? Yes, I do, because I took a break from this. I need to come back. And come through stepping and slaying and all that.
I'm glad you care about us again.
Absolutely.
She got on the Mary J. Blige real love boots.
You
on.
Already know. Yes. I'm definitely killing them in the yellow boots.
Hey.
Yes. Can't wait.
Wow. Jess is back.
I am. And yeah, I've been traveling.
We missed you, Jess.
You missed me, Envy.
Yes.
Thank you
absolutely.
So much.
He ain't act like he missed you?
No.
Damn.
He never hits me up.
I texted you a couple times, like twice. Wow. I texted you.
You never even texted me. You DM'd me.
I DM'd you, yes. I did.
Yes.
I did.
You DM'd me and told me that somebody else wanted my number. I was like, what? You only got my number, yo. Like, what? Like, can I give this person your number? You don't even have it. So, but.
That makes sense.
What?
Because you did call me and ask me for her number, and I told you hit her. So that's what you did.
But he didn't even hit me for that. That was for somebody else.
It was for somebody else. Somebody else asked, but I didn't want to. You know, I don't like to give anybody.
And it
a
was
number.
Music. I mean, you know, it was Not they hit me up for music. It
you
ain't
about to go
that,
in the studio?
It was like, it was, no,
that's
yo.
Why you
I knew
been
he
here?
Was going to say that. No, no, it was business and everything, but it's still, he ain't had my number to give it out, so that was crazy.
Okay.
Oh, real quick, y'all.
What?
Even though I'm not a Ravens fan, y'all, I ain't a Ravens fan, but y'all know we got Jadavi.
Got what?
Jadavi.
What?
Ravens.
Jadavi.
Y'all lost last night.
What
though.
Is it? No. Hey, that's why you can't say y'all.
No.
Because that's not my team.
You
that's
just said
where
the
I'm
Ravens.
From.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the kid that they drafted was he's really cool. Jadavi somebody.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
We don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know?
Jadavi.
Yeah, Jadavi.
Oh, let me look this
or
up.
Or Javetti.
I'm a Cowboy fan, so I don't know what you're
it's
talking about.
It's the J. Oh, don't they suck
Jadavian
this shit?
Oh, Jadavian Clowney?
Jadavian Clowney.
Jadavian Clowney ain't just get drafted. Jadavian Clowney been playing forever. He went to the University of South Carolina. He from the crib.
Yes. Oh, maybe I ain't see. All right, well, good. I'm glad you know something about him. But I just seen where he had just got drafted, yes. So maybe my news is old.
He didn't just get drafted.
My news is real. It may be a little old, but it's real. Gosh. There we go.
All right.
Well, Jadavian been in the league for a long time. He signed for the Ravens for $6 million.
Well, that's good, Jadavian.
He played for University of South Carolina.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes.
Yeah, shout out to the Ravens.
Let's get this show cracking. All right, front page news is coming up. Tesla and Trigger will be joining us. It's Jess Hilarious. She's back.
I am.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Your hair looks fine.
Your hair looks great.
Y'all do too much.
I wanted you to come in with the natural.
I am.
Okay.
I am. But sometimes the curl don't be curling like it should curl. So, yeah.
Okay.
I got to perfect that before I put it on BET. Y'all know.
That makes sense.
The juices and berries.
All right. Well, morning, everybody. We are the Breakfast Club. That voice that you hear, of course, is Jess Hilarious. She's back.
Hey, y'all.
And let's get in some front page news. Now, we got to congratulate. First, we got Tesla and Figaro here. Good morning, Tez.
Hey, Tez.
Good morning, DJ Envy. Good morning, Jess. I'm glad to see you again. It's about time.
Yes, it's about time. I miss you, girl.
I miss you too, honey. Good morning, Charlamagne the God.
Peace, Tez.
Yeah, we got to congratulate Sha'Carri Richardson. She makes history winning the World Athletics 100-meter gold. So congratulations to her.
Good for that, sister. Prime example of why you have to allow people to go through that process, man.
Yes.
Because along the way, mistakes will be made, setbacks will happen, but oftentimes all that's part of a greater divine plan. So drop on a clues bomb for Sha'Carri Richardson.
Absolutely.
I'm example of what's for you is for you as well. She said she was always a champion. I said, I know that's right.
Period. That's right. All she did was smoke a little weed.
That's it.
Yeah.
Talk a little trash, but that's
it. I guess you can. You know, when I guess they got rules and regulations when you know, an athlete of that caliber, but
yes.
Still.
Mm-hmm. But she's back. Now let's jump right into it. Let's talk Donald Trump.
Yeah, cash bond. For the first time in the Fulton County criminal case, Trump has to pay a cash bond. Let's listen to the report and we'll talk about it on the other side.
Former President Trump announced on social media tonight, I'll be going to Atlanta on Thursday to turn himself in for processing at Fulton County Jail. This came after his legal team reached a bond agreement with District Attorney Fonnie Willis, which set strict rules for Trump's release on bond after his surrender, saying he shall make no direct or indirect threat against any co-defendant or witness. Several of Trump's 18 co-defendants also agreed to bond terms today, including his former lawyer John Eastman, one of the alleged architects of the plan to overturn the 2020 election. Despite four indictments and 91 charges against him, Trump's lead over his GOP rivals continues to grow.
I don't know what they're giving Trump rules and regulations for. Like, he's going to abide by any of them.
Yeah, I'm kind of confused with the $20,000 bond. Well,
$200,000.
But where's Trump going to go? Where's he going? Usually they do a bond so they know you come back to court, so they know you're not going to leave the money. But where's he going to go? The feds is the one that follow him and protect him, right?
I think she's trying to prove a point, you know, that we're going to run you through the system, you know, like we do everybody else. You had to pay a bond. They said he'll be fingerprinted and mugshot. We're going to see if that actually happens. So I think Ms. Willis is proving a point that welcome to the ATL. We're going to do you just like Charlamagne said, young thug, old thug, middle thug, you know, the same. So I think this is a point, you know, that she's proven. Would you agree?
I'll believe it when I see it. I got to see old thug with a mugshot first. If I see old thug with a mugshot, if I see old thug get fingerprinted, then I'll be like, okay, Fannie Mae holding it down, but I gotta see it to believe it.
I can't see him taking a mugshot.
I don't see it.
I don't see that.
But we'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then these online threats, you know, they're becoming more and more serious. I covered earlier this week the woman that in Texas, you know, that made some threats towards the judge. And then yesterday, a woman in Chicago threatened to kill Trump and his son. So I think they're going to start looking at these threats, you know, and him, you know, making comments about the DA online. He did it with the judge. Mm-hmm. It's going to be interesting to see that if he makes another comment on social media, if she's going to detain him. Because this new agreement says that, hey, you go playing on Twitter or social media if you want to. We're going to lock you up. So that's going to be something I would pay attention to as
if,
well.
If she makes him get a mugshot, then I believe she'll uphold that too. I believe that if he does breach
you know, those agreements, and he does threaten witnesses, you know, prosecutors and judges, I believe Fannie Mae will lock him up. Is her name really Fannie Mae? Or we just be saying Fannie
no.
Mae?
That's a student loan.
Yeah, I wonder why he's calling Fannie Mae.
You didn't know that?
She just sounds like a Fannie Mae. You don't just call somebody Fannie Willis when you're from the South. It's Fannie Mae. It's a Mae to it. Fannie Mae don't play.
Okay. All right. Well, that is front page news. Teslin, we'll see you in a couple of minutes.
Absolutely.
Everybody else, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, phone lines are wide open. And Jess Hilarious is here.
Jess is here.
It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Yo, Charlamagne, Envy, what up? Are we live?
This is your time to get it off your chest.
I got an indoor pool, an outdoor pool.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
We can get on the phone right now. He'll tell you what it is.
We live?
Hello, who's this?
Yo, B-Mom from the Metro. What's good?
803, what's happening?
All day, every day. You know that?
Get it off your chest, brother.
Fonnie Willis is doing too damn much. You sitting up here and you trying to Rico Young Thug and Donald Trump at the same time.
No, she ain't trying.
You want to get Thug?
Hey, she ain't trying. Yeah. She did it.
But no, she's trying to do it. None of us went to trial for either of them. But if you going to do it, get Thug after you get Trump. You don't got to do them at the same time. I understand what you're doing, but, you know, I think it's an abuse of power. And then she's violating Donald Trump's rights to free speech. So we're like indirectly or directly. Like, what does indirect mean? That could be anything. Means like anything. Lock them up.
No, it don't, because indirectly could be like a subtweet. You know, you make a subtweet to somebody, but everybody know who the subtweet is absolutely for.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still encouraging the same amount of violence. It's still encouraging, you know, you to do something to said person. You know, just because I don't say the person's name.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Steven from Alabama.
Hey, Steven, what up? Get it off your chest, bro.
I just want to get off my chest. My dog got rid of me last week at a last minute notice. But it was crazy how I was trying to keep this commercial business going that my father started. And I just want to give it a shout out just to get some likes or follows on the internet.
What the hell is he talking about?
I don't know. We say your dog left you last week.
I thought he said his job left.
Oh, no. My job got rid of me out of nowhere.
Oh,
I already know too. I have a lot.
Yeah. They said my job, so you got fired.
Yeah, and in the midst of that, I was getting my pops, his commercial cleaning company, I was getting that back up and running. And now I got to do it full time. So I just want to put that business name out there if I could.
Go ahead, bro.
Oh, what is it?
One Way Enterprise.
That sounds like God to me. That sounds like God wants you to focus on your family business, man. Go be an entrepreneur, man.
I honestly feel like it is because I just had a son a few months ago. And now, like, I got to push this thing and I got to make it work.
Yeah, you do.
There you go.
That's
good luck, brother.
All right, I appreciate it. Y'all have a good one.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. And you know that's the same thing. The man tried to say it nice. She was like, oh, yeah, so you got fired is what it is. It's like he's saying, my job let me go.
My job let me go. You got fired. Because he was beating around the bush. My job.
No, you got dumped.
Dang.
Hello, who's this?
How you doing? This Book from Mississippi.
Book from Mississippi.
I just want to get off my chest that all the young folks, I feel like we need to start getting ourselves educated with, like, different insurances for work. Because I'm kind of going through a keyless injury that didn't happen at work, and I'm not even getting paid anymore. So it's like crazy. I still got my house bills, my fees, and everything. So I just want to tell all the young folks everything. Try stuff on your different insurances at work, especially when you're active as I am.
He said a keloid injury?
Achilles. I tore my Achilles.
Oh, Achilles. I was like, damn, keloids can hurt you like that?
No.
Yeah.
How'd you hurt your Achilles?
Playing basketball.
So you wasn't on work time. You was outside playing basketball and got injured.
Right.
Yeah, recreational purpose.
That's cool.
How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 31.
31?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you thought that was an old person injury,
No,
see?
No. Yeah, I thought it was old because he was like, I'm trying to tell the young people. It's like, oh, okay. I'm like, oh, all right. You tell them to put the ball down after a certain age. But no, he only 31. Okay, well, I hope you get better.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future. Building off the hard work our parents have done before us, we all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating Walbrook, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
It's a new day.
This is your time to get it off your chest.
Wake up.
Whether you're mad or blessed.
It's time to get up and get something.
Call up now. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Man, this is the Prince. I'm on the back. What up, DJ? And this is Charlamagne and Jeff.
What's up?
What's up, brother? King. Today's your birthday, right?
And then today I turned 30, man. It's my 30th birthday. You know, I'm the illest one from Nebraska besides Terrence Crawford.
Okay.
All right. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, bro.
Nice.
Appreciate it, man. I just want to shout out my business, man. Black Power Electric on IG, man. We the second black electrical company here on Omaha, Nebraska, and we're about to take over the world so soon.
All right, brother, and enjoy your birthday. That.
Man, I swear to God, my hearing must be going, man.
Nice
and y'all be acting like y'all can hear these people. That's what bothers me.
He got an electric company on IG, and we need to reach out.
I can't understand nothing these people saying, and y'all acting like y'all can, and got me feeling like I'm going crazy.
Michael, Charlamagne don't understand what you be saying, so say it clear. Go ahead, go.
My man, the Cowboys suck.
Do you understand that one, Charlamagne?
The cowgirl sucks, my man. Come on. You going for the cowgirl?
So President Biden be f***ing on you? What'd you say?
Yeah, man. They be f***ing on me, man. The cowgirls be f***ing on me, man.
Oh, I'm not, okay, you buy. That's cool.
Yeah, you buy. That's cool. Man, you're going for the cowgirl?
Now, see, I definitely don't understand.
He said the Cowboys suck. They're not gonna win this whole season, and you a loser. He said,
"Bro,
all
they're
that.
Going nowhere, bro. They're going back in the trash where they came from.
We're going to the Super Bowl, bro."
He said, "Go back to the trash where they came from."
anything else?
Dreams, the Super Bowls in their dreams, my man. They're going to the Super Bowl.
Anything
they're
else?
To my Super Bowl.
Anything else, sir?
That's good, buddy. Have a good day.
Have a good day.
All right. How somebody say all that? They were like, "Have a good day, though. Have a good day. Have a good day, though." Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Why are you yelling, sir?
I'm sorry. Peace and blessings.
Oh, Sean Stone, what's up,
bro? I'm outside by the garbage truck, Envy. That's why, man.
Oh, okay. You just started yelling from the door. I said,
oh,
damn it,
this
man.
Sean. Oh, he is excited because I'm here. That's why he yelling. He's saying,
what's up? Who's that? Jazz?
This is Jazz. You know.
Jazz. What's up?
What's
How
up,
you doing, beautiful?
I'm good.
All of a sudden, he put the sexy voice on. He went from Trash Man to Quiet Storm Operator.
Yeah,
when he hit
yeah,
Jess,
man. Come on. Jess, I'm kind of upset.
Why? What happened? What'd I do?
I heard you got a man now.
Yes, I do. Yes.
Damn, I still love you, though.
Why are you blushing?
I still love you, too.
You see how she did that? You see how she did that? She crossed her hands. She put her shoulders up. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. She perked up. Yes, I do.
Hold on. Jess? Yes. Also, your natural hair. I've been loving it on Instagram, girl.
Thank you so much.
She has a man, sir.
I appreciate you.
800-585-1051. Now, we got Jess with the Mess coming up. We got some rumors for us. What are we talking about?
Yeah, we do. Keke Palmer's boyfriend actually did. He said that he didn't say nothing, but they said that he said something. So I'm going to get into it when we get back.
All right, we'll get into that when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Good sister finally decided to rejoin us.
That's right.
I don't know if she's been practicing reading, though. We about to see.
Hey, yeah.
Jess Hilarious. Whatever. She said, morning, everybody. We are the Breakfast Club, and let's jump right into the rumors.
I can read. Don't play with me.
News is real. News is real. Jess Hilarious, Jessica Robin Moore. Jess don't do no lying.
This is the Rumor Report.
I don't do that. Stop.
It's just for the mess. I know this is real.
On the Breakfast Club.
I know they know the business.
Stop.
Oh my God, I do. I do love this. Thank y'all, the producers in the back. Okay, y'all making
That's
me real world.
Taylor gang.
Yes, very much. Okay, y'all, so let's get into it. Darius Dalton denies fake reports that he's moving on. So Darius Dalton is Keke Palmer's boyfriend, since nobody knows him
baby
by Darius Dalton. Yeah, we can call him Didi. You mm-hmm. know, he got a name.
Mm-hmm.
And last week, reports came out that him and Keke Palmer broke up, and he moved on, and they've been in a 2-year relationship. The report stated that he told people that, that he told people that he had moved on or whatever. But then he tweeted and said, I haven't spoken to anyone about anything or gave permission to anyone to speak for me. So all these sites and posts about me making any type of statement is false.
So people making stuff up. We don't even know if they're still together, if they're not together. They just making stuff up.
Cool. Yeah. So basically, but with him saying that, I don't think that they broke up. Mm-hmm. But it's just the fact that he has been silent, and then Keke hasn't come to his defense with anything ever since. Like, it's like we only heard since that tweet, we ain't hear nothing else from him.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't even seen her even like be on his side a little bit.
I guess the truth don't need no defense, only witnesses. I guess for them, if they know what's going on, it don't matter what everybody else thinks.
Yeah, but to a certain extent, because when you respond to what people are saying, mm-hmm. you know, and Keke, she responds a lot to her fans, and she does a lot for her fans, and like it just seems like she let them drive a wedge in between her and him. When you go home, you go home to him. He's your son's father. He is your boyfriend, your man, or whatever. But this is all. Yeah, this is.
And that video didn't help.
Yeah, yeah.
And that video with Usher.
Yep. The boyfriend with and Usher probably just sitting back laughing like, look what I did. You know what I mean? But it's not even Usher. It's just the fact of, I just think it's a boundary. I think, you know, a lot of people feel like, you know, when you're dating a celebrity, this is what you signed up for. No, I mean, it's still supposed to be boundaries on both sides.
I
felt like, you know, okay, maybe he should have tweeted, maybe he shouldn't have tweeted and just went to her and said whatever, but I still feel like she should have came to his defense, like, all right, y'all know how baby daddies are. Y'all know this is my first time having a baby daddy. Yeah, he didn't like my outfit. Okay, he told the world and he told me, we good now. Boom. Sealed it, said it, done. You do it. Video with Usher, you still it. Then you go on. I think she went on Good Morning America. She sung something like, I told my son, we don't, you know how Keke Palmer music is. You know, it was. She was on like one of them songs. She was performing. It was like, you know how when Gina be performing, Tisha Campbell, when she goes, she's like, I'm still. It was one of those. Keke Palmer just was on the morning show and she's like, I told my son, he don't need to, you know, something like that, you know. So she.
Drop on a clues bomb for Didi KPBD.
What? He is a person and he needs respect too.
That's
so
Didi KPBD.
It's a good thing that they are together. They are still together. But that's who you sleep with, girl, not us. So, all right, Steve Harvey, he posted this a couple days ago, and I just found it crazy. It said, a comedian you don't find funny at all. He posted that to Twitter. That's what OG posted. I hope that it wasn't him, though. This don't seem like Steve Harvey behavior.
I don't think OG handled his Twitter.
And even with Family Feud, I still don't feel like this was a good question.
He must got a new social media handle. Because
today's world right now, where everything is already negative on social media, like any and everything, by our own people, I'm going to say that. You to post something like that in this climate, a comedian you don't find funny, that's crazy. Of course, all the blogs grabbed it and everything. He never tweeted whether that was him or not, but I just felt like I really hoped that wasn't him.
Either that or Steve must have just saw somebody horrible on that stage. Like he might have been in a show at some point.
Like, this guy
somebody
sucks.
Terrible. Yeah. But I highly doubt he tweeted that.
That's horrible. That creates the vision right there. Yeah. Like, because of course everybody is just going crazy down there.
Is there like I don't know if it's an unspoken rule. Is there a rule that comedians don't do that to other comedians?
No, I just feel like in any arena, like, you know, so like that's like if Nicki Minaj going somewhere, like, all right, name a rapper who can't rap. That's starting so much. Like if LeBron.
Stuff like that.
All right, but
Nicki would be like, don't none of y'all bitches write but me.
Yeah. All right, well, she can say that, but she ain't about to ask name a rapper who can't rap.
Yeah, nobody really does that.
Even Nicki, I don't think would even do that.
Like you said, LeBron, name a basketball player that really trash.
Like Michael Jordan, name a baller who can't hoop right now. You can't, no.
Nicki last name Petty.
I don't think she'd do that.
Literally.
Yeah, for real.
Okay.
All right. They ain't have legal last name, so it don't matter. Don't matter. All right. Bobby Lights said he's going to work with Beyonce one day. I seen a comment that said he can't even work with Trina, and that's his cousin.
Yo, man.
And, that was so funny that they said that. But it was a video that went viral. Bobby Lights had attended Renaissance, and he was crying hysterically after. And he felt like Beyonce is his angel. He felt like you know, you got some people who actually fan out like that. They cry. Like that would have been me over Michael Jackson, you know, or you know, something like that. That would have been me doing that. Oh, and over R. Kelly, I ain't gonna lie, you know, a little too old for him.
Somebody said you cried over Chris Brown. That was true.
Yes, because he posted me. I didn't cry over Chris Brown. Like, no, it's not giving that. No,
I saw somebody say that in the comments.
I was so happy he had posted me one day, and I was crying because
like boo-hoo cry, like ah.
Yeah, I was really crying because
like
he
ugly
had,
crying.
Like, first of all, I'm never ugly when I cry. Don't ever play with me. No, but I was crying. He had dropped this video. That's when he dropped the song "Freaky Friday" with Lil Dicky, and I thought that was just so powerful. And I was shrooming, so yeah, I really felt it.
Oh, you was on shrooms,
and I was crying. Okay, yes, and sense. He posted. He was like, don't play with her. That's my girl.
And who are we to tell Bobby Lights that he not gonna work with Beyonce one day? Manifestation is real.
Absolutely. He probably definitely really could work with Beyonce. They just were saying that he could work with Trina. And so why would he think that he could work with Beyonce? And Trina's his cousin, and she won't even give him a chance, is what they said. So that's why I was like, why are they saying that?
All right. Well, that is just with the mess.
Yes.
Now, when we come back.
We got time for another one because T.I.'s son got them teeth.
No. We'll do that when we come back.
All right.
We'll do that when we come back. All right. And we got to open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Glorilla yesterday was talking about being toxic in her 20s and telling women it's okay. And we're going to have that discussion when we come back. Do you agree with us? Should you be toxic in your 20s? Is she bugging? Were you toxic in your 20s? Let's discuss when we come back. And we got front page news. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Looking to turn a small bet into a big payday? With DraftKings Sportsbook Same Game Parlay, you can pocket more cash when you combine multiple bets from one game. Download the app, sign up with code ENVY, and get a special offer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Jess Hilarious is here.
I am.
And let's get in some front page news. What up, Tiz?
What's going on, DJ Envy? What's going on, Queen Jess, back in the building?
Hey, girl.
So glad to see you, Charlamagne Tha God.
Cousin Figaro, what's happening?
Let's jump right into it. Biden, he was out in Hawaii, right?
Yeah, after much criticism for taking a minute to get there. It was about 5 days before he was actually able to touch down in Maui. Let's listen to the report.
President Biden surveyed the destruction in Lahaina from the air and ground, promising the federal government will be there to help rebuild. But nearly 2 weeks after fires wiped out most of the town, 850 people are still missing.
Mm-mm-mm. Wow. That's so sad.
Yeah. Now, the White House, we talked about this earlier this week, they did approve a one-time payment of $700 per household. You got to make that stretch to get clothing, food, and transportation for $700. Obviously, that's not enough. But FEMA says they have invested $1.6 million in rental assistance. But do you think guys, obviously that $700 is not enough. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, that's definitely not enough. And it's I mean, it has to be disheartening for anybody out in Hawaii that is going through this, because you look at like how much money they send to Ukraine and how much money they send to all these other nations when they're in trouble. But now when we're in trouble, they're saying $700 is supposed to last.
Yeah, I wonder, do people even care about the president coming? Like, do you really need him boots on the ground, or would you rather just have more resources?
Send the money.
I would rather have more resources, personally. And y'all got mad at SZA because SZA gave $2,500, and all your president gave was a little funky-ass $700.
Yeah, and then want to get over there talking about stuff that don't even make sense. He going to walk up to them and ask them anything. Mm-hmm. They don't even be saying
You probably didn't know he was in Hawaii. I'm serious. You probably had no idea he was in Maui.
Wow.
Now let's talk about the Kansas police now.
Yeah, this is crazy. So a small newspaper, I don't know if you guys heard this, was raided. Officials with the Marion Police Department confiscated computers and cell phones from the publisher and the staff of Marion County Record. Kansas State authorities confirmed that they have also been involved in a criminal probe of the newspaper over allegations that it illegally obtained personal information about a local business owner. Now, this raid has been condemned by the Press Freedom Watchdog as a blatant violation of the U.S. Constitution's protection for free press. So the bottom line is, guys, they just ran up in the newspaper and said, hey, we don't like, you know, the stuff that you guys are covering, and started confiscating their cell phones and computers.
Wow. Does the newspaper believe their office was raided?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they said that Eric Meyer actually said that he believes that the coverage of local politics is the reason why the police chief is giving them a hard time. Now, some residents say that their aggressive coverage is causing people to leave the town, which is obviously, you know, why they think they're getting raided. But the newspaper attorney, Bernie Rhodes, said that these are Hitler tactics. Dang. He said, quote, I can assure you that the Record will take every step to obtain relief for damages for your heavy handed actions, which have caused my clients. So just imagine if they just run up in there, not giving nobody no suggestions, and just started taking our cell phones and compensating all of our stuff just because how we feel about politics. That's why I thought this story was pretty important.
Yeah.
Because it's scary, actually.
No, it is scary. It's scary when stuff like that happens to reputable media outlets. But if it happened to a couple of YouTubers and bloggers, I wouldn't.
You would be mad.
I'd
right.
be fine with
especially
it.
Especially here in the States.
Yeah, why hasn't it happened? How the newspaper get to get raided, but certain people still get to make up stuff about
that's right.
people
I'm
and
trying
just
to tell
keep
you.
Going.
That's facts.
Dang.
All right. Well, that is front page news. Thank you, Tesla. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And listen, make sure you subscribe to Tesla and Figaro's podcast, the Straight Shot No Chaser podcast, on the Black Effect iHeartRadio podcast network. And follow Tesla and Figaro on all social media platforms at Tesla and Figaro.
All right. Now, when we come back, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Now, Glorilla was on social media yesterday, and this is what she said about her 20s.
Hey, ladies, how are you? Well, I'm going to call my twin, and I just want to let y'all know, be toxic for the rest of your 20s. You only get one life. Live your toxic 20s. You never get to be 20 years old, 21, 22, 23, 24, none of that ever again in your life. Be toxic, because don't get in your 30s thinking you could just go slashing ties and doing all this crazy. Too old for that now. You too mature. Be toxic for the rest of your 20s. And if you're delusional, turn it up a notch. Enjoy the rest of your 20s. You only get to do it one time.
Right. Jess, you just got out your 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Why you say that?
Why you look like that?
Oh, my God.
You want to talk about it when we come back?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about it. Okay. Let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Ladies, do you agree with Glorilla? Be toxic in your 20s. Are you toxic? Were you toxic in your 20s? Let's discuss. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Daddy, call him up.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Our guest host, Jess Hilarious, is back.
Hey, what's up?
She decided to come spend some time with us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Finally.
After going on the road. She was in Toronto, North Carolina. She was all over the place.
I was all over the place. And this weekend, I'm going to be in Columbus, Ohio. Y'all, so get them tickets at the Funny Bone. We got two shows Friday and two shows Saturday. Yeah.
Oh, salute to the Funny Bone.
Yeah.
I went out there a couple months ago.
For what?
Duval was out there.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. I was there for my daughter's... trying comedy?
No, I was there for my daughter's cheerleading competition, and he just was in town doing a show that weekend. So
I went
to go see him.
Oh, yeah. Duval's
I like the Funny Bone.
Yes.
So shout out to the Funny Bone. And go get your tickets to check out Jess this weekend. Now, we're talking about Glorilla. 800-585-1051. Glorilla posted this yesterday on her social media.
Hey, ladies, how are you? Well, I'm going to call my twin, and I just want to let y'all know, be toxic for the rest of your 20s. You only get one life. Live your toxic 20s. You never get to be 20 years old, 21, 22, 23, 24, none of that ever again in your life. Be toxic, because don't get in your 30s thinking you could just go slashing ties and doing all this crazy. Too old for that now. You too mature. Be toxic for the rest of your 20s. And if you're delusional, turn it up a notch. Enjoy the rest of your 20s. You only get to do it one time.
So we're asking 800-585-1051. Is this true? Is this something women should do? Let's start with you, Jess. You just jumped out of your 20s.
I did. I ain't jump. I really was out of my 20s before I actually got to 30. But
you spent 10 years in your 20s?
I spent 10 years there, but I wasn't on no time. And then, like, how do we define toxic these days? Toxic is so broad. Like, because when she explained it, it was like, all right, slashing tires and you know, breaking windows.
That's criminal.
Criminal.
That is criminal.
That's the part of toxicity in relationships, though. I've done that early 20s. But when she said the delusion part, all right, and if you're delusional, turn that S up a notch. Nah. A delusion can land you so many different places. Jail, insane asylums. Like, what?
So you're done with all that energy.
Yeah, and I don't think...
So no more keying cars, no more breaking windows.
We shouldn't promote that at all. We should be promoting mental healing so we can be great for our 30s. Because to be honest with you, a lot of men don't want you after you all used up and all of that at your whole 20s. And then you want to settle down when you're 30 and you ain't got no walls. And you all burnt up from all these STDs.
Vagina walls.
Because you're living in toxicity for 10 years. That could cost you a lot more than 10 years.
You know what Jess said just now that's real?
What's that?
I didn't hear Glorilla say this, but it makes sense. No, you shouldn't turn up the delusion because as you're approaching your 30s, you got to start dealing with reality. You actually should start dealing. You should be dealing with reality in your 20s.
Before, that's the thing. I was a toxic teenager. I was a rebellious teenager. Mm-hmm. I got it together at like 20. So I started getting it together at 26, and now that I'm 31, I think I still got a lot of growing to do, but I'm great. Mm-hmm. I'm way better. You know what I mean?
And I do think women should live a life. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And if you do meet somebody in your 20s and want to settle down and not be toxic, you can do that too.
But
it doesn't
have to be toxic. Like, we have to define
what
toxic
said.
Is. You
it's
know what
so
I mean? Like,
broad.
I don't care if you're 16, 21, or 31. You don't want somebody breaking windows, keying cars, and fighting each other. Like, you don't want that.
But things happen.
Things happen.
You ever broken window, Jess?
Absolutely.
How many times?
Yeah, my son's father. We ain't become brother and sister overnight. Shoot, there was a lot going on.
Did he lock you up for that?
Yes, he did. He got me locked up twice. Jerome got me locked up twice. Yeah.
Good for Jerome. You know what, King? Take back your power.
Change
because women
life.
Do that to men all the time. If she out here breaking windows and being violent, Jerome, you did what you were supposed to do.
Absolutely.
He ain't put no hands on you. He called the police.
Rome tried. Rome can't handle me. So, Rome called the police. Rome got
scared. How many car windows you broke?
Probably like four of his.
Jesus Christ.
I'm saying, so you say you broke every
she
car.
She said four of his.
But she said every car he had. How many cars he had?
Well, two was mine and then two was his.
So you got so mad you broke your own damn car window.
Because he was cheating in my car. He was real life Jody.
No.
I was Yvette real life, too. So.
Damn, Rome.
What's up?
Jazz, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you agree with Glorilla?
Yes, I agree. Definitely be toxic in your teens. When you're in your 30s, you kind of mature. You don't got time for the bullshit.
Define toxic for me, man.
Yeah.
I would say f***ing up cars, putting paint, following, chasing.
You sound a little toxic right now. How old are you, Mom?
I'm 33.
Oh, you just got out of it.
You 33?
Yeah, so I don't do that right now.
How many STDs are you allowed in your 20s?
Jesus.
How many STDs are you allowed in your 20s? What about that part of it?
None. STDs are never cool.
You want to be a criminal, but you don't want to be burning.
Right. You don't want to be burning. That's your health.
Oh, that's your health.
Okay.
Goodbye, Jazz.
Okay, little gladiator.
Lauren, good morning.
Good morning, Breakfast Club. Hi, everyone.
Hey, how you feeling? We're talking about Glorilla. What's your thoughts, Mama?
I think she's absolutely wrong. The reason is because these kids already think being toxic is cool.
because of social media.
Yeah.
And they acting a fool. They acting stupid. And then when they get older and look back, they're going to regret every single situation that they did.
Lauren has a point. You know, when it wasn't social media when we were younger, so if we messed up, if we made a mistake, it wasn't documented. Now these kids make a mistake, it's documented, and it's something they got to live with for the rest of their lives.
And I don't think our toxicity was premeditated like that. It just happened. You know what I mean? We just did dumb stuff.
Right.
You know?
And that's what I think. That's what that level of toxic. We're talking about that. All right. If she was promoting that, all right, cool, because things do happen. Right. And yeah, you learn to grow. You're immature most of the time in your 20s or whatever. But they've made it cool on social media. So now people do that for attention. Now people go even further. That's right. They don't have no feelings. It's like and people try so hard to hurt other people these days.
Well, 800-585-1051. We're talking about Glorilla. This is what she said yesterday on her social media.
Hey, ladies, how are you? Well, I'm going to call my twin. And I just want to let y'all know, be toxic for the rest of your 20s. You only get one life. Live your toxic 20s. You never get to be 20 years old, 21, 22, 23, 24, none of that ever again in your life. Be toxic, because don't get in your 30s thinking you could just go slashing ties and doing all this crazy. Too old for that now. You too mature. Be toxic for the rest of your 20s. And if you're delusional, turn it up a notch. Enjoy the rest of your 20s. You only get to do one time.
Do you agree? Disagree? Let's discuss when we come back. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Jess Hilarious is here.
It's topic time.
Pick up the phone, baby.
Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking about Glorilla. Of course, Jess Hilarious is here. She's back.
Yes.
And this is what Glorilla said yesterday on her social media.
Hey, ladies, how are you? Well, I'm going to call my twin. And I just want to let y'all know, be toxic for the rest of your 20s. You only get one life. Live your toxic 20s. You never get to be 20 years old, 21, 22, 23, 24, none of that ever again in your life. Be toxic, because don't get in your 30s thinking you could just go slashing ties and doing all this crazy. Too old for that now. You too mature. Be toxic for the rest of your 20s. And if you're delusional, turn it up a notch. Enjoy the rest of your 20s. You only get to do it one time.
So we're asking 800-585-1051. Do you agree? Now, Jess, you said you kind of agree. Get it all out your system in your 20s?
I did not ever say that.
I'm just asking. I never said that. I said I agree to an extent.
Okay.
Yeah, because people have to mature, but I don't agree with the delusion part at all. Yeah, you're going to get somebody hurt in these streets.
That's right. In your 20s, you should be dealing with reality. You know what I mean? You shouldn't be being delusional on purpose. Yeah. By the way, who's delusional on purpose?
Like, on purpose. That's why I said, you see how they make certain stuff cute?
Yes.
Like, it's like I'm delusional, girl. Like, yeah. Like, no.
Well, let's go to the phone line. Hello, who's this?
This is Nameless.
Nameless, what's up, man? What's your thoughts, bro?
My thoughts is, if she's going to give these females all this crazy advice to be ran through, then fellas should get their passports and get away from these Western women and find wholesome females abroad.
Damn.
Okay.
You said get out of America all together.
Straight up.
Like, Glorilla done ran out of America.
They said these hoes is doomed.
Hey, man, you got to keep it a buck, man. You got to keep it a buck.
Damn, yeah, you got to keep it a buck. He ain't lying, man.
Hello, who's this?
These hoes is doomed.
Hello, this is Zakovia.
Zakovia, good morning. What's your thoughts, Zakovia?
I mean, it's like, I feel like toxic is a strong word. You get what I'm saying?
Yes,
because
ma'am.
I'm in my 20s and my man is in his 20s. So, like, DJ, Jessica, Charlamagne, like, what's y'all personal opinion and thoughts on, like, being in a toxic relationship or being toxic?
Run. You should not be in no toxic relationship.
Nah, get out of there.
And toxic is not only beating up your partner, breaking windows. You can be mentally toxic, too. You can be a narcissist.
That's right.
Manipulative. You can, you know, and that goes on both sides. It's not just the physical part of it and being a criminal and trying to do stuff to get, you know, likes and stuff. It's different.
Toxic people strip away your self-esteem.
Yeah,
like,
man.
There's an imbalance of power because they want all the control. Like, they're jealous. Like, you ain't got time for that.
And it's a lot of 20s, people in their 20s that don't want to be toxic either, because that when it starts taking over your mental, it's not fun.
Yeah, I don't think she used the right word. I think she was just trying to say you should live life.
Live your life. Live your life free. Right. And but toxic, leave her from mistakes in your 20s.
You know what I'm saying? Because toxic comes in many, like, you know, you could, like, it comes in really many different definitions of it.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm saying, like, for me and my man, like, you know, he's in his 20s, I'm in mine. It's just like, when it comes to us, like, you know, not to play with me all types of ways, because, you know, my clapback on film. Mm-hmm. And then when it comes to him, you know, he's like, okay, don't play with me like that. But other than that, like, toxic, I wouldn't think so.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, but being in your 20s does not mean that you can't mature. Like, have your fun, but still know what you want.
That's true.
Exactly. So you're going to be good by 30. I feel it.
There you go, mama. Hello, who's this?
My name is Gina.
Hey, Gina. Good morning. What's your thoughts, Gina?
Okay, so my thoughts are that toxic behavior could be at any age, like when in a relationship or just in general.
She said what?
Say that again, mama.
Toxic behavior could be at any age.
Oh, that's true.
You can be toxic at any age. Absolutely. That is correct, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, because it has a lot to do, like, toxic behavior is not just, like, fighting and arguing. It contains, like, lack of self-esteem,
mm-hmm.
A lot of control. That's true. Don't engage in your own self-care. There's a lot of distrust.
Okay.
So I feel like at any age, those are major factors that people deal with. Teenagers, young kids, older people.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. You can definitely be toxic at any age. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah.
Ebony.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you feeling? Girl.
I'm feeling good. I can't believe I got through, finally.
Sorry.
No, it's not. You don't have to apologize. I'm just excited.
Talk to us. What you think about what Glorilla said?
So, to be honest, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, you guys heard that around. I don't need everybody to hear that.
Hey, you got scrub throat?
I have asthma. Listen, I have asthma.
Okay. Don't die. Don't die on this call now.
No, I'm good. But my opinion is, no, I agree with her totally. Because what she's trying to say is, you know, you can be wretched out here in your 30s. You're supposed to be somebody's mama. You're trying to be professional. You know, you get that out the system. So, yeah, you got to sometimes, you know, that F around and find out. Sometimes you really got to let them know. You don't want to live with regret.
But it's crazy how we live in this word economy world and people don't understand that words matter. So when you say words like toxic,
mm-hmm.
you know, it dilutes that message of you just saying live your life in your 20s.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's mm-hmm. all.
Well, yeah, we got to be kind of specific. I just feel like she should get out of her system. If you want to let somebody know or something wrong, you know, you get it out. We can't fight when we older. You got too much to lose. I think that's what she's trying to say.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Ebony. So what's the moral of the story, guys?
The moral of the story for me, man, is everything you do today directly impacts your life tomorrow. So being intentionally toxic in your 20s is just going to make it harder to heal in your 30s.
Yeah.
If you don't believe me, Britney Spears had a song called Toxic in 2003 mm-hmm. when she was in her 20s. Mm-hmm. You see how that turned out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
Well. Every day, dancing like that with them underwear right there.
She going to end up with flies, though.
You think so?
I do believe that.
Flies shooting this shot.
But ain't flies with... Oh, all right. That's nice. All right, cool.
Dr. Umar not going to like the plies of Britney Spears' relationship, though.
Well, she just broke up with her man.
Damn.
800-585-1051. Now we got rumors on the way. What we talking
about?
We
got Just with the Mess on the way.
Just with the Mess. I'm
call
sorry.
It what it is.
Just with the Mess.
Yeah, T.I.'s son had got the teeth and his mother.
Okay, man. Shut up, man.
She got the teeth, too. Right. So we're going to talk about that more when we get back. We'll be right back after this, y'all. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Jess is here.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, DJ Envy, our guest co-host, Jess Hilarious is here.
What's up,
y'all? Could you talk to the microphone, Jess?
What's up, y'all? What's going on?
I know it's been a long time. I know you've been neglecting us and you busy and all that.
Whatever, y'all been neglecting me.
That's a lie.
It is.
What's that song you say they do to Baltimore over this Tim's record?
That 5 in the morning, I wake up, you know, I don't know, I can't understand.
Well, somebody
much
redid
after.
It?
Yeah, no, all right, so look, Baltimore City, we have this dance, it's called the Park Heights Strut, right?
Okay.
And it's like a little two-step mixed in with a little bit of cha-cha-cha,
mm-hmm.
and with a little bit of hood thrown on it, right?
Okay.
And Diddy wanted to learn how to do it, so the person who is the originator of remixing the actual dance, his name is Bunky Jr.,
okay,
right? And he attempted to teach Diddy how to do the dance because he put Baltimore on the map for doing the dance to the Tim's song.
So Diddy flew Bunky out?
Yep, Diddy flew Bunky out.
Bunky, I'm sorry.
It's Bunky, yeah.
Okay.
Because you tried it just now.
No, I didn't know that.
But yeah.
Okay.
Yes, Diddy flew Bunky out.
All right.
And he taught Diddy, he attempted to teach Diddy to dance. He wanted to learn how to do it for his birthday.
It's a little harder to do nowadays. Diddy a little older. He don't move like he used to.
Doesn't move the same.
Yeah. And even when he could move, he had his own little dance.
Yeah, King Combs could learn it, I'm sure.
Yeah, King Combs definitely. He can dance way better than his dad.
Okay.
He definitely can.
And Jess, you're going to be at the Funny Bone this weekend in Columbus, Ohio.
Yes, Columbus, Ohio at the Funny Bone. I got two shows on Friday night and two shows Saturday night. Y'all, I'm sorry I do not do Sundays because my son got football on Sunday. So, I used to do shows on Sundays, but now
priorities.
Yep,
that's right.
Friday and Saturday. That's what happens when you 30s now. Remember
right.
the 30?
Yeah. Now, yeah. Jess, remember behind the scenes, I tell you I was so excited because yesterday I was on my Uber Eats.
Oh, my God, yes.
And it was a 2-for-1 at Red Lobster. I haven't had Red Lobster in at least 15 years. I ain't gonna front.
I understand.
So yesterday I ordered the cheddar biscuits, and boy, did the cheddar biscuits just hit me.
Oh, that's where you was at.
Yeah, that's where I was at.
Oh.
I respect that. Drop one of those bombs for that, man. Because everybody be like so ashamed to talk about their bowel movements, and I don't understand why. I mean, it's not something that you got to broadcast.
Nah,
it's not something you should be embarrassed about.
That cheddar biscuit just hit me.
Yeah.
And I was like, because, our floor is kind of like, I don't want to blow it up, but our floor is like Everybody's on our floor.
Shut up.
So they just had to
shut up.
They just brought me to a palace in the building where I could just man, it was the best.
Oh, why y'all ain't had that the first day that I was supposed to been up here? Y'all ain't had your palace bathroom.
I told you with a VIP. I told you there's a VIP.
Nah,
bathroom.
And y'all and y'all went and y'all told my business that I had bowel movements and I couldn't make it in for BBC.
That's not. I told you that we would have a personal bathroom for you.
Oh my god.
I told you that. But you know what's so crazy? That's what my donkey of the day is about. We do not have to be embarrassed about our bowel movements.
Oh,
people
we don't.
No, people should not be embarrassed about their bowel movements.
That's
and because
really
of people's shame around bowel movements and the stigma around bowel movements, something bad happened in Florida. We're going to discuss in Donkey today.
Oh, my God.
Rumors are next. Don't move. Dang. Jess Hilarious is here at the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Charlamagne the Guy. We are the Breakfast Club. Jess Hilarious is here. And let's get to Jess with the Miss.
There you go.
I like the intro, y'all. Jess Hilarious, Jessica Robin Moore. Jess don't do no lying.
This is the Rumor Report.
I don't do that. Stop.
It's just the mess.
I don't do that.
On the Breakfast Club.
I know they know the difference. Keep it a stop.
Allegedly, Jess's news is real.
Mm-hmm. So 50 Cent and Nick Cannon apparently been going mildly back and forth, because if I haven't really heard about it, it's been mild. But I did catch 50 Cent had said something on an interview with Forbes, hinting about Nick having a bunch of kids or whatever, how that can be bad for him. We got audio. Go ahead, play it, Red.
If I had Nick Cannon's 12 kids and shit like that, then you could put them all in a bedroom. Everybody's here. It would mean putting everybody together, then it would make sense. But I'm not going to have kids like that. I don't want the responsibility of that many women that you got to deal with emotionally, especially after they don't feel like your friend anymore.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, that's too much to kind of... I don't know what the f*** is wrong with Nick Cannon. You know what I mean? Like, this is just different, right?
I ain't gonna lie. I would disagree with 50 on the Nick thing, because all of Nick baby mothers seem to be cooperative. Like, nobody has ever come to blast him. Nobody has, and I'm not even gonna say yet. He's never been in a committed relationship with any of them except Mariah. So
yeah, he was married.
Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a marriage. You know that they have like a fixed agreement, almost kind of sort of. Everybody stay in place. In fact, the only girl who's not his friend anymore is the one who didn't get the baby, Jessica White, who on Love and Hip Hop talking about him. Mm-hmm. Who said she don't want to keep talking about him, but keep talking about him. So that I don't know. I beg to differ. I think he actually is the one person with a bunch of baby mothers who I think will actually. He can actually move all of them except Mariah in one house and have a show. And I think that'll be successful.
That'll be a good show.
I think that'll be good.
And 50 should executive produce it. And I'm going to tell you something else about 50 Cent. 50 don't forget nothing.
No.
Mm-hmm. You might say something about 50 and he going to respond months later when he want to in the most random of places.
It's so funny.
Yeah,
though.
Suit and tie. What was he even talking about?
I don't know.
He just started talking about Nick Cannon.
I think that came from, remember when Nick Cannon, when 50 just performed at the Super Bowl and he was upside down. I think Nick Cannon was like, he looked like he...
He said something about 50 and 50 put something positive on Instagram. Like a cancer do. You put something positive, but I ain't forget.
I'm
going to sting your ass when I get the opportunity.
But he couldn't say nothing. He was hanging upside down. He's swole. This was a lot of years later. And yeah, you know, salt. You done had a bunch of salt over the years.
Salt.
You know, he was a little swole. You know, 50 Cent ain't little no more. 50 Cent swole a little bit. And you hanging upside down, all that blood rushes to your head.
Sodium, do bloat you. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, they all did good, mind you. But let Nick Cannon have that little jazz. You know, it's so funny. I can't take nothing that Nick Cannon say serious. So I wouldn't even be trying to clap back at Nick. He like a little teddy bear. I love it. Anyway. All right. T.I.'s son and the Big Teeth.
What's
all
wrong
right?
with you, man?
That's the headline. I don't know why they got it like that.
Who is they? Ain't nobody put no headline that said that.
Yes. T.I.'s son and his Big Teeth. Oh, no. All the producers. All the great, strong black women back there. They put in the Big Teeth. All right. So, look. Tiny, his mom, got her teeth done a couple days before King did, and hers looked great. I mean, she posted the video, the doc, shout out to the doctor or whatever. He did her teeth like really good. And mind you, I didn't even know that tiny teeth needed work, you know. Then, right before we was able to say congratulations, Tiny, oh my God, here go King. He came out the back, stole the show. You know what I mean? Because I think they lost his mold and found and replaced his mold with somebody else, like Lil Scrappy or Nene or somebody. Because
Teeth be needing time to settle, man. That's what y'all don't realize.
They won't ever get the time to settle.
Yo.
No, for real. And Tiny and Tippett Tiny has said online under the comments, like, no, his father did like him at first, and then he went and like kind of laughed and made fun of him a little bit.
T.I. was clowning him?
Yeah, just a little bit, but that's like daddy son thing, whatever. But they were a little big. We got audio. I want to see if we could try to hear whether they fit or not. Let me see. Red.
Make this video for the Big Teeth trolls, man. Hey, bro, listen, calm down, bro. Your bitch ain't going nowhere, bro. She gonna still be there. I don't want her.
I drop on the clues boss for the young man investing in his teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody
like
be buying cars and jewelry when you know your teeth ain't right. Go get you some teeth, man.
No, seriously. Yeah. I like that. I like that. All right, that's fine. He can definitely fix his teeth up.
Teeth have come a long way from a few years ago, though.
Yeah.
The teeth used to be really, really, really
ridiculous.
Big. Yeah.
But they got working on it. They've been working on the teeth. And
remember when everybody
now.
At Love & Hip Hop got their teeth done at the same time?
Like,
I was
chiclets.
Like, it's like everybody
like
went on Groupon and found it, and they had a Love & Hip Hop special, and everybody was like going to go grab the same size teeth. That was so funny.
That might have been in the contract. Mona might have said, you know what? Let me stop paying y'all so much money and just buy y'all teeth.
Just pay your
but,
teeth?
But some people grow into them.
Especially after they moved to BET. You know the budgets got cut a little bit.
But some people grow into them because I feel like, you know, at first Nene was struggling with hers. Remember that one time she was laughing? She was like, and it was Ray Fallout.
Yo,
and I was
up,
like, girl.
Man. Shut
but,
up.
But they match her now. Lil Scrappy. His match his now, you know.
I told you the teeth take time to settle.
I'm just saying.
It's just like the BBL. Like, the BBL got to take a little time to settle in. And it's like the teeth do the same thing.
Okay, all right. Speaking of BBLs, Tony Yayo wants credit for the BBL movement because he said in his video back in the day when he had, well, who was it?
Buffy the Body.
Buffy the Body in the video. He said that everybody wanted to look like her. And I was like, who said that?
I was about to say, Buffy was natural. Buffy
yeah, but he said everybody wanted to look like her, so they started changing themselves
to, do a BBL
to look
like Buffy.
Her.
Okay.
Not you want credit, boy. What? Bye.
And that is Jess with the mess.
Mm-hmm.
We missed Jess, didn't we?
I missed y'all too.
All right.
Didn't we?
Of course.
Yeah.
Damn.
You
didn't say nothing. You see how I didn't say nothing.
All that,
you know?
That's fine.
I said we missed Jess. He put his head down. Like,
yeah.
I'm gonna let you say it on your own.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that.
Just stop.
What? Yeah. To be honest, that's why I ain't been back up here.
Why?
Because of him.
I believe
okay,
it.
Sure.
Because of him.
I believe it.
It's always my fault.
And as soon as I leave, there's some stuff. You getting sued every day. I'm like, what's going on? They picking on him. They say he can't pay rent.
And we told y'all to go to commercial. And you see, that's what you get. It'd be good for your dumb ass.
I said, oh my
now,
God. Why
go to commercial, Red. Red, go to commercial.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
It's tough to find that right person, especially when it comes to hiring for an open role. But ZipRecruiter's matching technology makes it easy to find and invite great candidates to apply to your jobs. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/breakfast.
I was donkey up the day.
Made it.
Damn, the hee-haw again.
It's time for donkey of the day.
I ain't trying to be donkey today.
Hey, hold
no
on.
More.
Stop. I'm sorry. I need what they already did. I need Florida. I need Florida, Red. Give me Florida.
Oh,
I'm
God.
Sorry, Red. Give me Florida. Give me Florida. My bad, Red. I didn't mean to do that. I meant to tell you that earlier. Jeff had me in here.
Make sure you tell him to watch out for Florida, man.
The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. Yes, you are a donkey.
A Florida man attacked an ATM for a very strange reason. It gave him too much money. Florida man is arrested after deputies say he rigged the door to his home in an attempt to electrocute his pregnant wife. Police arrested an Orlando man for attacking a flamingo.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Donkey of the day. With Charlemagne the God. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all elected.
Well, okay. Donkey of the day for Tuesday, August 22nd goes to Keandra Charles, Kenesha Charles, Taisha Charles, Jasmine Klein, and Jalea Smith. Now, I don't know if these women are from Florida, but I know this situation happened in Florida. And what does your Uncle Charla always say about the great state of Florida? The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. And today is no exception. Let me tell you something, man. I don't know why doo-doo is so embarrassing to people. Say doo-doo, Jess.
Doo-doo.
Doo-doo. It's something we all do, okay? It is a natural function of life, but for whatever reason, folks still tend to be embarrassed about it, and we shame each other for it when we don't have to, okay? You walk in the bathroom, and somebody in there letting the backdoor brownies fly. We make all kinds of faces, might even mutter stuff under our breath about the smell. Hell, some people yell out, damn, it stinks in here. Well, how is it supposed to smell? Okay, I'm not ashamed of none of my bowel movements. I'm proud to be regular. Everybody in here knows where Charlamagne is at around 8:30. That's right, 8:30 every morning. Call of duty. Okay, we are not going to poop shame people anymore. Even when you're young, little kids at certain ages go off and hide so they can poop. Cats bury their poop. We're not doing that no more, okay? When you got to make a toilet tamale, go make your toilet tamale and don't let nobody shame you for it. The shame is what led to this situation in Florida. See, it's a restaurant called Papa B's, and the B clearly stands for bubble guts. They had a massive brawl on the inside of this restaurant when five women decided to jump one of the workers. That's right. A worker at the restaurant, Papa B's, got attacked because one of the toilets in the bathroom was clogged up. Disgusting. They said it was feces and toilet paper everywhere. And the only customers in the restaurant at the time was these five women. By the way, I hate people like y'all. You have no idea how much that is my pet peeve. My skin is crawling right now thinking about it. Nothing I hate more than walking in the bathroom and seeing what somebody left behind. How hard is it to wipe your ass, flush the toilet, and make sure no Reese's feces is left behind you, okay? Mm. So one of these five women messed the toilet up. So the worker went to them and told them that they needed to leave, explaining that the restaurant was closed, all right? It was after hours, the restaurant was closed. The group had already paid their tab, and she let them know she was aware that one of them left a 3-foot colon cobra in the damn toilet. Now, I've seen people get accused of this before, and they all get defensive, and that's exactly what happened here. One of them eventually stood up and punched the worker in the face. Mm-mm-mm. That's right. I don't know who that woman was, but I guarantee you she was the one who left those potty pancakes in the toilet. Because a hit dog will holler. Now, add an S in front of hit and repeat what I just said. Not only did that woman punch the worker in the face, the remaining four women, they didn't begin to jump on the lady, too. They punched her, they kicked her, they pulled her hair, they threw items at the co-worker, just acting like they from Baltimore. The poor worker...
First of all, don't ever play with my city, because no, that do not sound like that. That sound like the Bronx. Down in South Carolina.
No, that's definitely Florida. Yeah. But the poor worker at Papa B's ended up with lacerations and bruises, all because one of those ladies caused a cold brown in the bathroom. You know what a cold brown is, right? If you ever hear someone say it's a cold brown in the bathroom, best believe it's a mess. Now, the five ladies said they put hands and feet on the worker because she was rude and disrespectful. No, the restaurant was closed. Mm. Y'all decided to leave a lot of crapper's delight in the toilet. Your tab was paid and they asked you to leave and y'all reacted with violence. Listen to me, you don't do that. Or in this case, you don't do that. All right? This situation, because of the stigma around defecation, is why it happened. All right? We have to stop shaming people for throwing gut grenades. If you let some anus apples fall from your tree in a public bathroom, treat that bathroom the way you would treat your own. You wouldn't clog up your own toilet. So why clog up somebody else's? And clearly, one of y'all need to walk around with Charmin flushable wipes, because if you got to use that much toilet tissue, then you just got to go home and take a shower. Hmm. Okay, she had somewhere to go after and wanted to make sure it wasn't no hind end hash back there, because somebody probably was going to munch later. But the moral of the story is this. You don't do that to people. Okay, please give Keandra Charles, Kanisha Charles, Taisha Charles, Jasmine Klein, and Jalea Smith the biggest hee-haw. You do have to learn how to treat public bathrooms the way you would treat your bathroom at home. Because you wouldn't put all that toilet tissue in your own bathroom.
But at the same time, I'm not justifying what those five young girls in their toxic 20s did. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is that that's still your job. You feel me? To clean that up. Now,
she didn't ask them to clean it, though. You know what's crazy? All of them in their 20s, for real. Actually, one is 18, one is 19. Yeah. And the rest of them all in their 20s.
Absolutely.
That's the toxic 20s. That's what Glorilla was talking about.
Toxic teens and 20s. Yeah. Absolutely. That definitely was wrong for them to put their hands on her. Now, her asking them to leave, all right, cool, because it's after hours. Definitely, you got to go. I can kind of see how that went.
She ain't had to shame them about the doodle.
Definitely,
she didn't have to bring that up.
Yeah, she didn't have to, because ain't that what you basically saying and your donkey and giving your donkey of the day?
Yes.
Don't shame them.
That's right.
So who are you giving the donkey to, the worker for shaming them, or are you giving the donkey to them for beating her up for shaming them?
I can see where the worker could get maybe a he. Maybe
just
not a
little
whole,
bit. Not yeah,
not a hee-haw, but
you
maybe
know what
a
I'm
he.
Saying? Because sometimes have you ever been driving down the street and it's coming out?
I sharted on myself before.
Yeah, and sometimes once you shart, you can't stop. You know what I mean? So it keeps going.
What
you ain't never had to pull over and get it popping on the side of the road?
No, nah, I shot it up here before, but
so hold on. You think the worker's more to blame than the five girls who jumped him?
No. Mm-hmm. I don't think the worker is to blame.
But she shouldn't have shamed them for clogging up the toilet.
That should have never even been. It should just be, look, we're closed. Y'all have to go. Don't talk to them about nothing that happened in the bathroom. For one, it's five of them. What if all of them had to poop? What if all of them had poisoning from food?
That is true.
What if all of them had bubble guts? Real quick, they ate
something.
Women
do go to the bathroom together.
That happens. You know what I mean? We go to the bathroom together. We do everything. Whatever we do together is what we do together.
Hold on. So when women go to the bathroom together, one of y'all will use the toilet and then the other one will use it. Y'all flush once?
It depends.
No, that's not good.
So listen. They should have never. She should have never said nothing
what are
talking
about that. BT, we'll see you tomorrow. BT, peace. BT,
because I feel like I feel like it should be the donkey giving on two ends.
A double donkey.
Because
the five
see
girls
her,
who jumped are definitely the hee haw.
Definitely donkey.
The worker, she. You right.
She just got upset
her.
Because it was the end of her shift. She had to clean up some feces, Reese's, or whatever you made it sound cute with. And that's what it was.
Y'all want to go to
Breakfast Club Court?
Yes, we should.
Okay. Breakfast Club call.
All right. Well, 800-585-1051. Now, Charlamagne gave Donkey the day to, we don't know. Is it the
five
lady that
women.
Worked at the actual restaurant?
I know five.
Or is it the five women that whooped
the five women definitely
butt?
Getting it. But Jess brings up a good point. Should the worker get it too? For shaming.
For just shaming them.
She didn't have to bring up the clogged toilet.
Upset because you have to do your job.
Well, let's discuss. 800-585-1051. Jess, let me ask you a question. Who cleaned up the poop when you didn't come to BET that first day at work and you made a mess in your toilet? We'll talk about that when we come back as well. It is The Breakfast Club.
Oh, now we even now.
Y'all ain't even.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne the Guy. We are The Breakfast Club. Jess Hilarious is here. And we're asking, this comes out of Charlamagne's Donkey today, right? We're going to Breakfast Club Court. Who did you give Donkey to, Charlamagne, or who did you try to?
Five workers who were in a restaurant in Florida called Papa B's. Now, not five workers.
Five girls.
Five girls, toxic 20s, beat up one of the workers because the worker told them they had to leave because it was after hours and one of the girls had clogged the toilet up with a bunch of dookie and toilet paper.
Damn.
Yes, and Jess brought up a good point. Jess said she feel like the worker should get some of the Donkey, too, because the worker... Shame,
correct.
Yeah, she had to bring up that y'all clogged the toilet.
And I agree. I agree with Jess. Like asking them to leave, business hours are closed. That's cool. But when you start shaming somebody, that's why your nasty ass, clogged up the toilet. Then now it's a problem.
Yeah.
But that's how you know the toilet was bad. Remember that time we was in Myrtle Beach back in the day?
Wow, it's a story.
And we was in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and one of the homies had messed the toilet up.
Correct.
And I had to call the people to come do it. And when I called the person to come do it, the person that was on the phone picked up. The person was like, oh my God, he was just up there. Oh my God, it was so disgusting. It didn't go down. Like, he was really disgusted and distraught. So it just depends on what's in the toilet, I think, makes people react that way.
Yeah, but it's all right. That's what happened when you get a job, a custodial job like that.
True.
You know, it's going to be some bad feces that you're going to get some smaller poops. You're going to get some bigger poops.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't got to deal with that every day. Thank God that you don't have to deal with that every day.
They both should
have
got donkey.
She don't need both to get as big a hee-haw as the girl that jumped it up.
Correct. She gets a he.
Yeah, because you didn't have to shame them.
Yeah. And then we can only tell. What restaurant was it? Was it a Waffle House, she said?
Papa B's.
Okay, so I guess we will say
I never heard of Papa B's.
All right, me either. So that's in Florida. But I'm just saying, we can just know. They're in Florida already. So the worker is from Florida too. Just know that.
Yes.
And it's time to get off of work.
Oh,
and you,
man.
And you walk out and you can only imagine. Because the one girl punched. So that had to be the one who did the big poop. The first girl stood up and punched her. Imagine what was said to provoke that punch. I'm not saying that was right.
Right.
But I'm just saying, you from Florida, for one. That's first and foremost.
First strike.
You're at the end of your shift. You sick of this.
Tie
this
it. Second strike.
This is what you deal with. You tie it, and then there's five young black girls out there. They
How you know they black
they
now?
They still out there. They still. Michaela, Bakayla, Jacayla. What it was? Come on now. You said their names now.
All right.
Look at the food. Yeah. It's a chicken wing spot. First thing you do when you go to their website, you see a plate of chicken wings covered in cheese.
Yeah.
There you go. That's going to make you go to the bathroom.
And you're mad.
Now, well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
This is Felicia.
Hey, Felicia. Hi, good Felicia. Morning.
Good morning, Breakfast Club. Hey, Jess. I'm so happy you're back.
Hey, girl. Thank you.
So you don't think the worker should have got donkey?
No. Don't give that girl donkey. First of all, she already took an L. She got beat up. Let's just start there. So let's not give her donkey. Secondly, they should have either tried to clean it up or at least say something to the girl because it was after hours. Don't give her dog.
And I'm going to tell you something else, man.
What's that?
Just look. Just look now.
What y'all, top of these wings.
No, what y'all see? Look at the picture. Who them workers is.
The white people.
Oh, so you trying to say that the workers are Caucasian?
No, I'm just saying that probably might have been a little, you know, that might have been a little component to it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
If a Caucasian woman coming at you and you think she's trying to play you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, anybody could have been trying to play her, but that might have made it worse.
But does it matter when you're from Florida? I think everybody's the same color.
You're right.
When it comes to that, I don't think it's more racist.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Hello, who's this?
Asia.
Hey, Asia.
Hey, Asia.
We're talking. You think the co-worker should have got donkey too?
No.
Why?
Because why would the co-worker have to get donkey for when she was just doing her job?
If you were out eating and you blew up the bathroom, right, and it was time to go, and it was like, nah, it's time for y'all to go, and you blew up the bathroom with your nasty ass, you wouldn't be upset?
Nasty ass. You got tissue all in the toilet, doo-doo all in the toilet.
Yeah, she come out
probably
trying to
got toilet between
stuff.
Your butt right now, too, because you wiped it so hard.
Yeah. What you going to do, bro?
Look, Jess, I would never do that. I would save that for home. First of all, it wouldn't even be ladylike.
Yeah.
But with all that cheese, sometimes you just got to go.
Yeah,
you can't wait till you get home.
Pooping, it's human-like. It ain't even about being ladylike, bro. Like, what would happen if a lady came up to you and said that, and you all loud? It's just you and your homegirls, but you loud. You ain't even just putting me out because it's after hours. You put me out because of the big poop I just did in the bathroom, which is your job to clean up, whether it's big or small.
That's right. It's time for y'all to go. You doo-dooed all in the bathroom. You've messed the toilet up.
And I'm white. You're black, so get out.
Well, y'all put it like that.
Yeah. Oh, now you whipping ass. Goodbye, Asia. Now you whipping ass. 800-585-1051. Charlamagne gave donkey of the day to who? Charlamagne.
Keandra, Kenesha, Taisha, Jasmine, Jalea. Damn.
Tell me how you know they black.
Who should have got donkey today? Let's talk about it. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne the God. We are the Breakfast Club. Jess Hilarious is here.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're just joining us, Charlamagne gave donkey today to who, Charlamagne?
Keandra, Charles, Kenesha Charles, Taisha Charles, Jasmine Klein, and Jalea Smith. Five women who jumped a worker in Papa B's because one of them messed up the toilet, clogged it up, left a bunch of doo-doo and toilet tissue in there, and the co-worker told them that they had to leave.
Mm-hmm.
It was after hours,
mm-hmm.
and because they clogged the toilet up.
Mm-hmm.
So we left the last part out.
We're asking 800-585-1051, who should get donkey of the day, all right? We got Mac on the line. Mac, good morning.
Good morning. How are you? Natalie from Rockland.
Hey,
how you doing?
How you doing,
Matt? How you doing, guys? Hi, everybody. I love you guys. You guys are awesome. Just to let you know, I listen to you guys every morning.
Thank you, ma'am.
So, Nat, what you think?
I think that the people that did the beatings should get the donkey. And, Jess, I'm real upset with you. Jess, I'm coming for you as a woman. I love you, sweetheart, but I'm coming for you because I'm tired of walking into the women's bathroom, and it looks worse than the men's bathroom. There is no reason why those ladies should have came out of there, and it should have looked like that. So she's not shaming them for, yes, honey, go ahead, honey.
No, I say yes, ma'am. I'm agreeing with that.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? So she's not shaming them. And Charlamagne, as a sufferer of IBS issues myself, they're not getting shamed for the number two. They're not getting shamed for all those things, those cute things, like you say, Jess. That he says, you're getting shamed for not being ladies. So there's no excuse for that. So I'm sorry. They beat the lady down. Yes, they needed to get shamed because they're grown women, and there's no reason why you should be acting like that.
Absolutely.
You get shamed for doing what you did, right? Because if my kid came to your house, Jess, and did that, what would you do?
I would clean it up.
If you would call me and say something, wouldn't you though?
That's the thing. I would say something to you.
That's
I'm
right.
not gonna say nothing to the kid. Like, and I'll only say something to you if I feel like it, you know, because anything could have set her stomach off. You get what I'm saying?
And
I do understand. No, we need to practice and normalize being ladylike and treating outside bathrooms like our own, like we do, you know. But I wouldn't say anything to the kid. I would say something to you if I felt like it was done on purpose.
I agree with what you're saying, though, man. Because that's what I was saying during Donkey Natalie.
Yeah.
Because it's the fact that they left the bathroom a mess.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You wouldn't do that at your own house.
See, the problem with this is, right? So let's say you do go to the bathroom, and let's say you do make a little bit of a mess, right?
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't.
How do you clean it? Right? Yeah. There is no Lysol.
Yeah.
They're like, how do you clean it?
Yeah.
Like, there is no, you know, paper towels. Like, no, you can't clean it.
Yeah. I'm a different type of pooper. I'm a very neat pooper. Like, I don't just be going and just.
Yeah,
like,
but that's a about. Some, sometimes you can't be a neat
sometimes
pooper.
Sometimes it doesn't.
That's what y'all get for pooping in public places. I think people who poop in, like, restaurants and people who poop in, like, on the airplane, they should be arrested.
See, but this is the thing.
Oh, my
God. If people got to poop on an airplane or poop in a restaurant, it's going to be an explosion.
Why would you want to poop
there? But you don't want to.
I'm just saying, for instance, we have my boyfriend's a truck driver. So sometimes you have to, and we have female truck drivers. We have women that do that too. What, you don't have to, I mean, you don't need to. I mean, you don't want to, but you have to sometimes.
But that's why truck drivers have girlfriends in different cities so they can go to people's house.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, see what he's trying to do there?
Don't play with me.
See what he's trying to do there?
Don't play with me.
See what he's trying to do there? See, I'll be on your side. You do. And you be shooting at me.
Oh, my God.
But the bazooka needs to go for him. You see what he's trying to say? You see what he just trying to put in there?
I did.
Right when you leave here, you're about to get in an argument for no reason because Charlamagne just put that in your head.
That was not what I was talking about.
Yeah, so we all for that.
What's the moral of the story?
I don't know, Jess. What's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is in Florida, anything can happen.
That is true.
And everybody is the same color. Nobody is black and white and mixed in Florida. Everybody is one, just Florida.
Now we got Jess with the mess coming up. What are we talking about?
Oh, it's so good. Y'all going to have to see it when I talk about it.
She ain't got nothing yet.
Yeah, she ain't got nothing yet. Jess with the mess when we come back is the Breakfast
Club. Everything is depressing these days.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue with its powerful V6 turbo engine. Well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often those of us who don't fit into this dumb stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Jess Hilarious is here.
I am.
And let's get to Jess with the mess.
Yes.
The news is real. Jess Hilarious, Jessica Robin Moore. Jess don't do no lying.
This is the Rumor Report.
I don't do that. Stop.
It's Jess with the mess. I know this is real.
On the Breakfast Club.
I know they know the difference. Keep it a stop.
Yeah, I clear that up a little bit because it sounds like you said, Jess don't do no lines.
I don't.
I mean, you don't, but it's like,
Jesus. Jess don't do no line.
That's
not,
right.
Keep it a stack. They put the girl in there like, like, please don't put that in there. All right, look. Sexy Red responds to a fan who wants her STD. So a little
what?
While back, I know, right?
Why you just start with that?
That's what, every time I see Sexy Red in the headline, I'd be like, wow, why she didn't said this? All right, but anyway, a little while back, Sexy Red got a lot of attention for saying that she trusted the wrong guy that gave her chlamydia twice. And we know that she has never been shy about the details of her sex life because she told my video guy, when he asked her a question about her bucket list, and we got that audio. This is my video guy. I Los Work. We met her just on the scene at an event, and this is what she said to him straight off the rip.
Sexy Red, you got what's on your bucket list for this year? Get a lot of hoes.
You know it.
What'd she say?
F-a-lotta.
F-a-lotta, N-I-G-G-A-S. That's what she said. And then he asked her again. He was like, hold up, what you mean by that? As if he didn't know, but he just wanted to hear it again. And she said, F-a-lotta, yeah. Like, you heard what I said. Like, yeah.
I'll tell you one thing. Spending the block on chlamydia is nuts. Who said she got chlamydia twice from the same person?
Same person.
How so, you double back on the chlamydia?
Yeah, so obviously we know that it was either a back and forth thing, like they kept burning each other back and forth, or he never stopped messing with the girl who gave it to him, and that's how he gave it to
him. He never got treated.
Yeah, he never got treated. So, yeah, and that could have been a boyfriend or whatever, but she had some more to say to Lil Yachty on a podcast. That's what she said.
My called me the next day and was like, you had a condom in your trash can and stuff. I'm like, that wasn't my condom. I don't use condoms, baby.
Right.
I'm the raw dog queen.
Wow.
So queen. That didn't come from me.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Let's get into that.
Yeah, like, what makes you the queen? The queen is
fine. I know a couple bitches.
Don't believe in condoms also, so it makes you like
the queen of it.
Like, I ain't gonna lie.
Hate Trojan? Like, you hate latex?
I do. And they make your stink. And they stink. They smell like fish.
Lord have mercy.
I don't think that's the condom you smelling, baby. What are you talking about?
Man. That's not a flex. You can't be out here bragging about raw dogging randoms.
Yeah.
That's not a flex.
No.
What happened to safe sex advertisements?
Yeah. And then that's funny because the name of the podcast is called A Safe Place. Lil Yachty podcast called A Safe Place. Yo. But more recently than that, everybody been saying that she's, you know, open about this or whatever. So one of her fans had posted, I want the STD on Instagram and
what
tagged
is
her.
Going on?
And his location was the health department. I don't know if he was trolling her
or
he really, really wanted that STD because he spelled it with money in the street.
So that
might be the way to get her, right? But she retweeted it. I mean, reposted it and said, it's gone now. MF, I took my meds.
Mm.
So
she got health insurance now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll tell you something else. There's a lot of condoms that have aromas and flavors. They got strawberry, banana, orange, apple, but I ain't never seen no fish one.
I never did either. Mm-hmm. I don't think that is
I don't
condom.
Think fish is a yeah, I don't think fish yeah, is
they
a
got,
smell.
They got Durex Pleasure fruits, but not Durex Pleasure fish.
No. And to be honest with you, when you keep letting somebody raw dog, that's how that can I say COOCHIE?
Coochie?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, because I don't know. I'm getting fined every time I come here. Yeah. I don't know. It's like, when, oh, you don't know how to spell. I can't read, but you don't know how to spell.
I was thinking, what she just spelled?
Exactly. Coochie. Oh, K-E-W-C-H-I-E. Coochie. Right? So that's when you keep letting somebody raw dog you up in there, like I'm telling you, that's the inside of something. We don't have penises. We have something that you got to go up inside. So that all that dark bacteria, all that stuff, like you can't. You gotta wear a condom.
And I know that double pack of chlamydia got a smell to it.
Double pack.
You get chlamydia twice. I know it smell on the second time.
Took meds or not? It's like no. Maybe you shouldn't be the raw dog queen, boo.
We have something else. People eat breakfast.
Well, guess who ain't us? And this is called the Breakfast Club. I ain't never have a piece of food up
you
here in my life.
You got breakfast right there.
All
right,
look, they can't see it. Look, Cameron and May signed a deal for their sports podcast. This is actually good.
Okay.
Give it Clues Bombs. Clues Bombs.
Absolutely.
There you go.
That's good. Congrats to Cameron and Mace. It was reported that they signed a huge deal for their sports podcast. It is what it is. Reports haven't been revealed an exact number, and I don't think it should. I don't think that we should know exactly what the number is. All we know is that it's going to help Mace get back on his feet. Cam and Mace are expected
with you,
to... Come on, we know Cam got money. You know he got money.
Mace
money,
is good.
You know,
but
what?
He's performing. I'm sure.
He's so stupid.
You know who he has?
He has
Fabio Foreign signed to Mace.
Oh. Right. Remember, he was just did some complaining too because Mace trying to do the same thing that they did to him.
Could you just tell that man congratulations and keep it moving?
All right, congratulations.
Drop a Clues Bomb for Mace and Cam.
All right, good. They're getting a big deal. This is real good. The first season of the podcast got a lot of attention and featured guests like Stephen A. Smith, Ice Cube, Brandon Marshall, Andre Drummond, and many more. It was originally hosted on Cam's Come and Talk to Me podcast network YouTube, but the report says that the next season will be in partnership with Sports. I think that's really dope. They're gonna be able to bet on giant underdog fantasy. They're like fantasy football.
Yeah, it's a fantasy football league, right?
Underdog fantasy.
It's like a gambling site.
So you're gonna be able to bet with them. That's okay, cool. So their deal is said to last for 18 months. Cool. Okay, so a year and a half.
Congratulations to them.
Congrats. Yeah, I think that's dope. And they're going to be able to have money to make the set, to improve the set and give them a better version of the show.
Yep.
And this is going to be good. I think we got audio too. Yeah, let me hear what
hip hop is 50 years old, and I've been doing this 25 years old. So if you don't reinvent yourself, you're going to be looking at a 1997 camera. But thank you so much.
Mm. And now you got a sports show, which is so cool. Now, I know you were into basketball, right?
Absolutely.
So this is perfectly, I can see the pathway here.
Yeah. So what happened is this. They've been coming to me for years to do a podcast and do this type of thing and that type of thing. And I'm like, see, you're better than me. I don't want to talk to people for a living if that's going to make my living. So I'm like, I love sports, and I need to be on television. People always offer me things to do on television. So I'm like, let me create my own show, not somebody give me a show, and see how it goes. And it's been really successful so far.
Very dope, man. Dropping the Clues Bombs, it is what it is once again.
You know what's so funny?
What, Diddy going through Mace's old bad boy contract right now to see if he's old anything?
Absolutely. That's fine. That's
what's
the first
wrong with
y'all? And then 502 probably like, yo, I can get some of my money back from this. But anyway, listen, yo, I think it's so funny. Yo, you made me lose my damn train of thought because you know I was ready to go crazy. Oh no, Cam, when black people say or anybody say, yo, they've been coming to me to do this for years. Like, who's they, y'all? Who's
the same day you be talking about when you say, they said such and such and such and such. Same people you be talking about.
Yo, Cam, funny, everybody just want me on TV. Like, they've been coming to me.
Cam probably not lying though because they've been coming to Cam to do stuff like, you know, reality show.
Absolutely,
man can act. He killed and paid in full.
Like, they
have been coming.
Oh, no, for sure.
Yeah, people have been coming at camp for stuff.
All right.
Okay.
Well,
all
Matt
right,
is
nice.
Jess with the mess.
Yes, and the news is real always, and I never lie.
Allegedly.
Right. We'll be back. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning, People's Choice. Mixes up next. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, this weekend, Jess, you out and about. Where you at?
Yes, I'm in Columbus, Ohio at the Funny Bone Friday and Saturday. Guys, get your tickets if you have not yet. JessHilariousOfficial.com or FunnyBone.com. Columbus, Ohio, I will be there.
Two shows Friday, two shows Saturday.
Yes.
And if you're in the tri-state, you know it's my last call show of the year. Of course, kids 5 and under are absolutely positively free. So bring the kiddies out. And of course, it's going to be cars, amusement rides, games, and a whole bunch of things going on. So can't wait to see you guys.
And also, Jess just did a quick drive-by today. You know what I'm saying? She don't got time to be here with us. You know, for longer. She said she might come back soon, though.
Yeah, I might. I got a lot of things going on, y'all. But I still love y'all.
Damn. Damn.
And I will be back. That's why I can't come back to a full week.
We know you busy.
Yeah, but it's all right. I will be back.
She might be back soon.
Okay.
Yes. All right. I love when it's y'all too. I just love it.
Who else is going to be?
Who else is up there?
Exactly. I just love it when it's y'all too and Tesla and Figueroa. It's so nice. Oh, and what I want to say is, because earlier you definitely tried me with Jadeveon Clowney.
Yes.
So, yes, I didn't mean to say that he was just drafted in the NFL. I meant to say that the Ravens just got him. Yeah, he's been playing for 10 years. Yeah,
nine
all right.
Years.
He's been playing for almost a decade. Okay, yeah, but now to have OBJ, Jadeveon, and Lamar, it's going to be crazy for the Ravens. Now, I'm not saying I'm a Ravens fan, but I'm from there, and I have to pay attention. And my bad, Jadeveon. I didn't know that you've been playing for 10 years.
I'm a Cowboy fan, but I'm not rooting against the Ravens because Jadeveon from South Carolina. So.
And he's really good.
He is.
Yeah.
He was in the former number one draft.
Clowney about to take them to the top.
He made a lot of money. Just don't get nobody pregnant in Baltimore, Jadeveon.
Ah!
That could happen.
Yeah, very much. Yeah. Right. Very much. Yes.
All right, when we come back, we got the positive note and more, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time to get up out of here. Charlamagne, you got some positivity for the people?
I do, but you know who I want to shout out, man? I want to salute the Dr. Joseph Puma at Soarin' Medical. I want to talk more about Dr. Puma later, but I went there yesterday and got the Soarin' heart scan.
Yep.
It's the coronary CT scan with heart flow. Let me tell you something, man. Cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death globally, and y'all know over the last several months, I've gotten every single cardiovascular test you could possibly get, but this one right here was absolutely the best.
Really?
They literally show you your heart like within minutes after you get it, and you can see if you got calcification, they can see if you got blockage, if the heart is enlarged, all kind of stuff. And if there's issues, they can take care of you right then and there.
Okay, well.
And so salute to Dr. Joseph Puma.
Send me that number.
Oh, I definitely will. Salute to Dr. Joseph Puma.
Yeah.
All right.
Positive note is simply this. Always remember, being in your own energy and unaffected by others' energy is a superpower.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Breakfast Club, bitches! Y'all finished or y'all done?
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. And I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.